Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Liminal Lands. Due to the entire house being sick, I did have to take a little bit of time off, but I still wanted to release something, so today you're getting a previously Patreon-only bonus episode, part of the Lost Tape series. Now remember, these don't fit anywhere specifically in the continuity, they can be anywhere, but otherwise, enjoy the show.
Damn it. Dropped my backpack a little bit harder than I meant to.
Whatever. I might as well sit here and rest for a little bit anyway. Alright, there we go. Much better. You know, me, you're getting into a bad habit of talking to yourself, even when you don't have the recorder in your face to justify it. Why, yes, other me. I know. But hey, that's not a problem until I start answering myself. Oh, I am just so friggin' clever. I'm out here pulling a Gollum / Smeagol with myself. Maybe I should get out the recorder and make another entry. Oh, shit, me. Entries. You should have used that from the very beginning. Like, entry 1, entry 2, supplemental entry. You know, I like that other me. It adds a certain gravitas to it. I don't know, though. Maybe that's a bit pretentious. Pretentious? Me? You? You don't think that all that quote-unquote quoting poetry isn't pretentious? What do you mean, quote-unquote quoting poetry, other me? You don't think anyone believes you're pulling these out completely from memory, do you? Hey, I do, mostly. Oh, really, me? And the book of classic poetry you pull out every time you start spouting it out? Well, if you must know, I just use it for little reminders. Oh, is that so, me? Then why do you work really hard to make sure the mic doesn't pick up the sound of you turning pages? Well, because it would be a distraction. A distraction? To who? Who are you doing all this pretentious shit for anyways? I think my kids. I think that's who this all is really for. I like to think if, or more likely when, this place gets the better of me and I go on to the final resting place, whatever that is, maybe somehow these tapes might somehow find a way to get home, even if I don't. You know the odds of that are, yeah, other me, I know. But they aren't zero. As long as the percentage isn't zero, it's worth the small amount of effort it takes. So that if these tapes do make it and I don't, my kids know I never stopped. Stopped. Loving them, trying to make my way back. And, you know, I leave all the stuff in where I screw up because, well, it's all part of it. Maybe it can teach them that even if you make mistakes, you shouldn't let that stop you. Everyone makes mistakes, has doubts, hell, royally screws up. But those aren't important. Your mistakes don't define you, it's how you respond to them. Okay, me, but that still doesn't explain the little poetry book, does it? Fine, you're right, other me. That's just... hell, I guess it's just ego. If I do die, maybe I want to seem a bit smarter than I actually am. And besides, I'm probably going to go back and erase or get rid of all of these poetry readings soon anyways. They are a bit embarrassing. I probably don't want anyone to hear them. You know, I'm definitely maybe going to erase them. Ah, me. Don't beat yourself up over it. I am so clever. But sorry, other me. I'm through with this bit. Time for you to go back onto the shelf for a little bit. Hasta la vista, me. Other me, he will not be missed. Truthfully, that Gollum Schmeagol shtick got old fast. Ooh, but that does remind me. Maybe I should pepper in another poem. Something good. And something short. I feel like absolute trash today. Maybe something by Robert Frost. That might be appropriate. I do always try and make these little poetry readings match. Hell, I might even be able to remember Frost without refreshing myself with my little... handicap.
Yeah, okay. I could probably do the road not taken without cheating. Let me see.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, though just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, for it was grassy, and wanting wear, though as for that, the passing there had... Screw it, I'm getting out the book. Where did I put... Where are you? Ah! Alright, there we go.
Let's see. Robert Frost. Robert Frost. Okay, here we go. You know what? Wait, hang on. Stopping by the woods on a snowy evening. I forgot about that one. That one's probably much better. I mean, it is winter right now, and I'm out in some wild woods. Yeah. I can probably make that work. I can make some connection to the promises to keep thing about going back home to my kids. Maybe I can even get philosophical about the miles to go before I sleep thing. Go full English professor and muse about the connection of sleep and death. Ooh, the darkest evening of the year. Yeah, I could totally make that work. I mean, if I don't end up erasing all of these poems. But... until I make that decision one way or the other, I might as well make them as good as possible. Okay, let me practice. Stopping by the woods on a snowy evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Okay, yeah, that's good. I like that. Okay, now let's see. Where is my little recorder, friend?
Tape recorder, where are you? Little tape recorder, we got some work to do now. Ah! There you are. Hang on, wait a sec. Damn it!
I'm going away, but I won't come back on a lonesome railroad line. But I can't forget that sweet little girl who sleeps in the pines, in the pines.
As always, thanks for listening. And as always, if you like this, you can give me money. There's a Patreon and everything. Patreon.com/liminallands. If you don't want to support me monetarily, which I understand, hard times for everybody, give me a like or a review somewhere. That really, really helps. Everybody always says iTunes, and that's the biggest one, but, you know, anywhere you listen to podcasts is great. Positive 5-star review goes a long way. Until next time, beware of doorways.